nationally syndicated columnist of the New York Daily News, Ed Sullivan, and his Toast of the Town, named America's number one TV variety show.
Just telling the audience here in our theater they have a new suit. I got a Christmas present, and I trust it looks well. If it doesn't, if you call up, I'll run upstairs and change it.
One of the secrets of his success might have been the live rehearsal on Sunday afternoon in front of 700 people.
Right, and nobody else has written about it, and he's the only variety show that ever did that. Why others didn't, I have no idea, but... Bob Precht, his producer, and he would run the show without a stop, and they would take notes and watch the and they didn't watch the acts as much as they watched the audience, that the audience should react to it, and there were changes, sometimes rarely that they would take an act out, but what they usually did is change a routine a little.
Bernie Olson is our guest. He wrote Sundays with Sullivan, How the Ed Sullivan Show Brought Elvis, the Beatles, and Culture to America. It's out in paperback. Who was Mo Gale, this booking agent who connected the Ed Sullivan Show with so many jazz artists? Louis Armstrong, Count Basie, Ella Fitzgerald, and others.
He handled Armstrong, and people like that. And to him, it was interesting to him. They were just other artists. They weren't anything special. But Mo Gale seemed to have rounded up some of the greatest jazz artists around.
You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Ah, it's wonderful. Smile.
Bernie Olson is the author of Sundays with Sullivan, now on paperback. Do you think Ed Sullivan intentionally integrated his own dancing chorus for his show, as you put it in the book, Breaking Television's Color Line?
No, that was an accident, more or less. Sullivan never had any kind of feeling about difference in races. He was a very open kind of guy. You have to remember, he was a columnist. He was basically a newspaper man. The reason they chose him to be the host of a television show is that he had the contacts. He had been, for 25 years, an important national figure in Hollywood and Broadway, reporting on what was happening. And he loved that. He really loved that part of his life. And he always continued, never stopped working for the News and the Chicago Tribune Syndicate. But his show, once he started the Sullivan Show, it was the apple of his eye. He really loved it. And he had a great staff. If you think doing a brand new show, new sets, new music, everything, every week, live, it was amazing. And it wasn't a big, tremendous staff. I don't think there were more than 20 people, but each one knew their job so well. Ray Block, the band leader, he was with him from the beginning, all 20, 23 years.
I got you deep in the heart of me.
So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me.
Ed Sullivan was a true New Yorker. He lived in a hotel. He lived at the Delmonico Hotel, and he had his office there on the 11th floor of the flat. That's on Park Avenue and 59th Street. And he didn't even have a kitchen in his apartment. He had every meal out, in a restaurant or brought in, and he saw every show. He went to every nightclub. That was his life. He loved it.
It seems to be much more than a variety show, with the way that he introduced so many people to culture. The Ed Sullivan Show, more than a variety show?
I think it was much, much more than a variety show. I think it was It was a breakthrough to bring different forms of culture, especially to the smaller cities. People don't realize that the Sullivan Show's great audience was not New York and L.A. and Chicago, but what they call the C&D counties, the small places. And, in fact, I mentioned in the book there are many people, artists in both jazz or so on, who had never heard these forms until they heard it on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Bernie Ilson, author of Sundays with Sullivan, now in paperback. Thank you so much, Mr. Ilson. I appreciate your time today.
Okay, anytime.
Good night.